Prowl, folks. She's called the bear to some. Russia. Ezekiel 38. I'm going to read a portion in this chapter today. Ezekiel 38, beginning at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Ezekiel said, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God. Here's what God says against them. I'm against thee, O Gog, and chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I'll bring you forth, and all thine army, horses, horsemen, all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. God says to Russia, that's who he's speaking to, we believe, speaking to the main leader of Russia in the last days. It's going to be in the last days. By the way, we're in the last days. God says, I'm going to put a hook in your jaw and I'm going to bring you down to Israel. What have we seen this past week, folks? We've seen Russia on the move. Going to talk a little bit about that. He's not on the move towards Israel yet. Maybe this is the first step. Some Bible scholars think that before he comes down on Israel, the church will be raptured. Should that be the case, you better be ready any day. The prophet Ezekiel has told us the bear, which is Russia, in the far north would make her move in the last days, and it appears she's now on the prowl. Many Bible scholars think the bear is a reference to Russia, who's going to lead a coalition eventually of Islamic nations to come down on Israel in the last days. And we are living in the last days. We're in the Laodicean church age, the day when the church makes God sick. And if you know anything about churches today, there's not many Bible churches anymore. They're entertainment centers. They got some kind of program to get people to come together, to have a crowd. But the preaching of God's word is not sincere. It's like that all over this country now, sad to say. False teaching. There's so much false teaching today. All these nations are godless that's going to come down with Russia. They're wicked, evil people. Actually, they're barbaric towards those they hate. They're very savage people. brutal people. Their history confirms this to be true. And what's so scary right now is Iran is almost ready to get a nuclear weapon. And she boasts every day that she's going to blow Israel off the map. Her threats aren't idle, church. She means it. Iran means it. And Russia hates us just as bad. They're all jealous of how powerful we are as a nation of people. Now, Russia the other day threatened that about her nuclear weapons if we put a no-fly zone down in Ukraine. But you know what? If we'd have had our former president there, he'd have told them, if you explode one nuclear weapon, we'll wipe you off the map. They wouldn't have never exploded one if he'd have been president. But we just got a body up there calls himself the president now. I hate to say that, but that's what we got. He's weak. He don't know what he's doing. But you know what? And don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because I'm telling you the truth. God's got it this way for a purpose. Did y'all know that? God's got it that way for a purpose. You know why? Because we're just as corrupt as any nation in the world today. God has warned us. God has warned us about our sins. And we just scoff at God. We ignore God. And God is tightening down the screws on us too. Look at your gas prices now. We just went through this COVID-19, that's another plague God sent on us, trying to get our attention, but no, we got other plans. We ain't got time for God. I'm going to live like I want to live. And God puts up with it so long. And now his hand is drawn back, and we're starting to get It's starting to get serious now on our country. God's not going to let us get by with sin. Are y'all listening to me? And the church is the main problem in this country today. The church has got away from God. Oh, I know we got gambling halls and we got all kind of corrupt things going on and illegal things going on, killing babies and all that going on. But the church has forgot about God. And we're in our predicament now. If you was to go outside now and look about, you'd see all kind of people. There's church members there, not church. They're not in church. They're somewhere else. Just telling you, church, God judges sin. He lets us get by for a while, but directly payday comes. Gonna be some crying. History is filled with greedy, violent, evil, godless rulers who are never satisfied with what they have, and they're determined to take what belongs to someone else. Think about that. Think about Putin sitting over yonder this morning. He's got that big country of Russia. He's over. But he's not satisfied. He wants what them people's got. So he's invaded them people. And when he gets them, he's going to get some more of them countries that used to be in the Soviet Union. Somehow he feels like he's entitled to them. And that's the way it's been down through human history. It's been that way down through human history. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his maidservant or manservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that's his neighbor's, Exodus 20:17. But Putin does. He wants what somebody else has got for himself. Long time ago, Nimrod was like that. Nebuchadnezzar was like that. The Pharaohs were like that. Stalin was like that. Lenin was like that. Hitler was like that. They want somebody else's territory. They want to be the ruler. They want people to think they're somebody important, that they're a god. You know, the Egyptian people, their pharaohs used to think they were gods. And that our guy over in North Korea, he thinks he's a little god. These kind of people are known for killing and raping and slaughtering people. And the more they kill and the more brutal they get, more wicked they become, as the more victories they get. And they think their God is blessing them. God is letting such as that go on, folks, to get people's attention. He hates sin. He's going to judge it. Nobody's going to get by with their sin. As I preached the other Sunday, was it last Sunday or Sunday before? Sin, every time you sin, there's consequences. You're going to pay. Even as a Christian. Oh, we've been forgiven of our sin, but when you sin as a Christian, you're going to pay. There's consequences. You can't get by. And this country here today, known as a Christian country, look all what we have done. When I grew up, on Sundays, the stores was closed. But today, every store just about is open. When I grew up, there weren't any liquor stores. Now look at them. Got gambling places now. This week we heard they was opening up a bar for some kind of people. What was it? I forgot what it was now.
A restaurant.
A restaurant or something other. Huh?
Restaurant for homosexuals.
I guess they got to eat different. Amen. Amen. With their appetite, I expect they ought to. What we're seeing on our television today, listen to me, church. It's frightening what we see today. But you know what? This has been going on ever since there's been nations. We just didn't have a television to see it. And it's awful to see it. Sit before your TV and see the bombs and the shootings and the screams and the crying and the hurting and people trying to get away. And they're helpless. It's been going on ever since. There's been nations when ruthless men or women like Jezebels trying to take something belong to somebody else. Sin. Sin. God's letting it go on to get people's attention. You need to turn back to God. You need to get right with God. Because He allows it when we wander away from Him. He allows it to get our attention. You would think what all's happened to this country we'd come back to God. Look what happened at 9/11. For 2 days we come back to God. Just a brief hiccup. Our country turned to God. And then it was over. Now when we have storms and all this, that, and other, I heard one of y'all say a while ago there was a tornado somewhere yesterday. I hadn't heard about that. But I bet if you was there and listening, you'd have heard very few people mention God, that they needed God. We just think today that we can take care of ourselves. In Galatians 6:7, God says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You live a life of sin, you're going to reap the consequences of sin. God's going to deal with you. It makes no difference who you are. Makes no difference. Even today, as Russia is attacked in Ukraine, which was once a part of the Soviet Union, they got a leader over there in Ukraine that's a Jew. I'm sure Russia don't like that either. They hate him too. They've been trying to kill him. They've sent 3 assassinations against him up to yesterday. And every one of them had failed. The assassins that got killed. I'm hoping that God will use that guy over Ukraine now as a little David against the giant. Amen. Boy, that'd be unique, wouldn't it? But what kind of a heart does a man like Putin have that can just kill people? Run over people just because he wants their country. Satan's got them bad, folks. Pride, pride, pride. Here he is, 73 years of age, and he just wants to be known for what he's accomplished. Yeah, think about it. In the last days, as Russia with her allies of Islamic nations band together to come against God's people, the nation of Israel, the Bible tells us. And Ezekiel describes it will descend like a cloud. There'll be so many of them, there'll be like a big cloud coming upon the people of Israel. And they're helpless. They're helpless. You see how helpless the people in Ukraine are? They could hardly defend themselves with all what Russia has. That's what Russia likes to do, folks. They've always had that name. Go after the helpless. People like to take advantage of the helpless. It's all in our society today. take advantage of the helpless. That's the mind of a bully. It said that President Trump told Putin if he bombed the Ukraine, he would bomb Moscow. That's what said. They said Trump said to Putin, and Putin didn't do nothing. But just as soon as Trump gets out, look what happens. Because the man that's put in Trump's place don't have a backbone. He's a pushover. Russia will not pick on anyone their size, by the way. They like to go for the helpless. When David faced the giant, the size didn't count because a little stone made the difference. Amen. It ain't always the size, folks. Sometimes it's the determination and the appointment. Let me ask you something this morning, church. How much fight's in you against the devil? Are you fighting against the devil, or are you letting the devil run your life? You got fight in you? You got backbone? Are you willing to stand for the Lord and live right? That little old president of Ukraine's got some backbone. He's little, but boy, he's fighting, ain't he? He ain't running. Folks, you and I, we don't need to run. We need to stand for the Lord. We're the people of God, church. We're to live different, be different. Why? I'm different. I've been born again. I've been born again. I'll tell you, folks, the day's coming when God's going to deal with the bear, Russia. It won't be a pretty sight then. Won't be a pretty sight then. The psalmist said in Psalm 94, 3 and 4, 3 through 6, Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? Isn't that the way it is today? I feel like it today. Everywhere I look, the wicked are taking advantage of people. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless, the psalmist said. Lord, how long are you going to let the wicked come against the righteous? And I see it today and I have the same cry. The psalmist said in 94:17, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence. What if it wasn't for the Lord? I'd be in a mess, church. You'd be in a mess if it wasn't for the Lord. We need to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord means to keep living for the Lord. Have a testimony for the Lord. Look at the news today in our own country. I wonder how many were shot last night in Chicago or New York or other one of those liberal cities. Killings, hate, bitterness of people all around us today. Some people look at you, they can't stand you because of who you are. You go out in places today and you just look at some people. They'll look at you and you can see the hate in their eyes at you because they don't like you just because of who you are. Ain't that bad? They don't know you from Adam's apple, but they hate you because they don't like you. Not my daddy said, I ain't never been in a world like this before. Bad world. I'll tell you what's wrong in our country. You want me to tell you what's wrong in our country? We're living without God as a country. We've forsaken the way of the Lord. We don't want God in the school. We don't want God in business. You know, some businesses, you can't even wear a cross or have your Bible there or anything like that. When I was in the Army, you could have your Bible. I don't even know where they let you have a Bible in the Army anymore or not. Maybe they will. I don't know. God's not wanted in this country and in our government. And they're working now behind the scenes to shut down this book. Because it's hate speech, they say. But it's the love of God, that's what it really is. Trying to get people to see what sinners they are and they need salvation. Yeah, I tell you what, folks, we're in a mess in this country. And it's because of the church. The church. Judgment begins at the house of God, the Bible says. And the churches today don't have much witness anymore. We got ministers today. They got so much money. I mean, they don't have a few hundred dollars. They got it by the millions. And some of them are flying jets. And some of them have the latest version, brother. They ought to go down to my house. I'll tell you what, folks. I don't believe any of the apostles had stored up a pile of money as they preach the gospel, amen? Even Jesus. Do you know Jesus Christ didn't have any money? The only money Jesus had was some women give him some. Isn't that something, brother? Some women kept giving him some money. Amen? The only clothes he had was what he had on. Yeah, we got ministers today. They fly jets. Some of them live in I know one got a $40 million house he lives in. A preacher, folks. A preacher. $40 million house. Oh, that's just one of his houses. Just one of them. Oh, Jesus, going to be a change one day. Oh, they think God is blessing them. Yeah, they think God is blessing. You know what another problem is in our country today is the home. The home is the problem. Parents aren't raising their children for the Lord. Parents aren't taking their children to church. Us youngest was took to church in a mewling wagon, because I remember it. Isn't it strange, folks? Mom and daddy put us on that mewling wagon and wrapped blankets around us in the wintertime to go to church. And now people can't even go to church with a car with a heater on it. Amen. We always went to church. It's winter. or summer in a mule and wagon. Today he was able to get an old wore out 34 Chevrolet. We'd have to push it to a little of the church to get the battery to crank. Amen. Man, we've seen some days in our past, but we went to church. Back then, brothers and sisters, you didn't lock your houses. You could leave your keys in your car on Main Street of Lumberton if you had a car. Everything was locked. The church wasn't even locked up. But what happened? We decided to open the stores on Sunday. We decided to bring liquor in. We decided to start killing the babies. We started the gambling. We started all these things that people wanted. And God gave us some sin. Amen. God gave us some trouble from our sin. Some problems because of our sin. Yeah. We got away from God. We don't need God. And now the bear's on the move. We're in the latter days. The end of the age is staring us in the face. And I'm begging God every day, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Are you praying for the Lord to come? The Bible says for us to pray for the Lord to come. Yeah. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Even so come, John prayed. It's so encouraging to read in the Word of God that one day the Lord is going to put an end of all this aggression, all this fighting. I'm tired of war myself. I'm tired of all the hate and the evil. I want peace. I'm so glad I can go home after a while, and unless things change between now and the time I get home, when I get home, it's going to still be peace. It won't be no fussing. Won't be no arguing. There'll be peace when I get home. I like that. I don't like arguing and fussing. My wife don't fuss at me. She just knocks me in the head and that's over with. Amen. Amen. I'm telling y'all the truth. She don't fuss. She just tells me what to do and I say, yes, ma'am. That's Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what. The devil will probably get me today, but my wife's good to me. Is your wife good to you, Brother Johnny? I told her to be. What about you, Carl Ray? Is your wife good to you? Amen. You better say that. Let me see that woman. Yeah, look at her biting her fingernails back there. Amen. Come on. Brother Junior, I see you smiling. Amen. Yeah, our wife's supposed to be good to us. Amen? You're supposed to be good to your wife too. Amen? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I don't want to live where there's fussing. Oh, my. When Jesus comes, gone's going to be all the crying. He's going to take us out of this old world that's wrecked with sin. Yeah. Wrecked with sin. Boy, it's going to be something to go to heaven when there's no more hate and anger and bitterness and fighting. Wars. Let's turn back to Ezekiel in your Bible. Let me read you something else. The Bible says in Ezekiel, but look down at verse 18 now. Folks, this is what's going to happen. God's already told us what's going to happen. It's going to tell us about when God turns loose his anger. And it shall come to pass at that time when Gog, he's the leader of Russia now, when this takes place, shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury, God's fury, shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Listen to this now. All these nations that's with Russia, a whole crowd of Islamic nations, the Bible says when they come down, God's going to create a great shaking in the land of Israel so that the fish, listen to this now about the shaking, how great it'll be, that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beast of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, God says. And the mountains shall be thrown down. Think about the mountains falling when God starts shaking Israel, when her enemies come down on her. And the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. And every man's sword shall be against his brother. In other words, listen to me, church, listen to me. All these enemies that's come with Russia down on Israel, there's going to be such an earthquake, and there's going to be such a storm, the weather's going to go sour on them, be such lightning and thundering and all that, hailstorms falling. They're all the enemies are going to turn on themselves, and they're going to kill themselves. God's going to create such confusion, the enemy is going to kill themselves. Amen. You can't mess with God, folks. Amen. You better not mess with them Jews, neither. Amen. Yeah. And the Bible says, every man's sword shall be against his brother. They're going to be killing one another. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain. If you ever been in raining so hard, you'd have to pull the car over to the side of the road and stop. I have. It's raining so hard, it's going to be raining harder than that then. God's just going to let the heavens come down on them. And listen what he says. And upon their bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstorms, stones, and fire. The lightning will be everywhere, folks. It'll be an electric cloud. Whew. And brimstone. Yeah, it's going to be a stinking rain too. Stinking mess. Thus I will magnify myself, God says. All you people boasted about what you're going to do to my people. How you going to treat my people. You all been boasting how you're going to annihilate my people. I'm going to show you something, God says. And I'm going to magnify myself. Amen, Brother Chavis. God stands up for his people, church. God will stand up for you if you'll stand for the Lord. Because he loves his people. He's for his people. He defends his people. But we got to have a backbone. A backbone is God's people. We got to be different. We got to trust Him and love Him. Love Him! Do we really love the Lord? If you love the Lord, you obey the Lord. If you love your wife, you say, yes, ma'am. Amen. All right, Miss Vashti, if you love that old man over there with them glasses on, you'll take care of him.
I do.
Oh, I do. Listen. She says that in church. I'm going to slip to her house one day and see. Amen. Stand at the window outside, Brother Chavis. I'll check up on that woman. Amen. 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 I'm a mean preacher, aren't I, folks? Okay. Israel is trapped in her land with all the armies of the world gathered outside of Jerusalem to wipe her off the earth. These nations won't ever Jew destroyed. They've hated the Jews for centuries. And now they have the opportunity, they think, to get rid of them forever. And so here comes the bear with all of her cubs. All those Islamic nations. It's all Islamic nations except for Russia. She's just leading the band of them. They're coming to get rid of God's people. Praise God. I still see David, a little old 16, 17-year-old boy, running out there with a slingshot. That's what we call him, a slingshot. And he's running out there to face a man nearly 10 foot tall. And that big old giant out there cursing at him and threatening him, and he's going to destroy him and all this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, that stone flies out of that sling. That giant's got a man in front of him protecting him. Plus, the giant's got all this armor on him except for one little place right there. And would you believe, brother, that that stone went into that one little place? Would y'all believe that? And when it hit that man right in that one little space that was over, his eyes crossed, and he said, do tell, and down he went. Down he went. And then David run up there, and he got the man's own sword and cut off his head. You can't mess with God, folks. You cannot mess with God and get by with it. Praise God. The Bible says in Revelation 19:14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. I tell you what, folks, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, at the second coming of Jesus. Hey, folks, listen. At the second coming of Jesus, when he comes to set up his kingdom, I'm going to close. I'm just getting started, but I'm going to close. Listen, Jesus is coming on a white stallion, according to Revelation, and we're going to be coming with him, riding on white horses too. And all we're going to do is just be the congregation that sees what Jesus does. And Jesus is going to slay every nation in the world that come against Israel at his second coming. And the party's going to be over. And Christ, and this is what I'm looking forward to. I wish I had another hour, Lord. And Christ, folks, he's going to set up his kingdom over there in Jerusalem that everybody wants to destroy. But Christ is going to set up his kingdom there. And he's going to rule there and reign there for 1,000 years. Amen. in peace and prosperity. And when the farmer plants his crops, they're going to prosper, Brother Chavis. They're going to prosper like they've never prospered before. There's going to be so much coming off of the crops, fruits and vegetables, and there's going to be peace. There won't be any war anymore. Won't that be something? Won't be anybody threatening anybody. It's going to be peace and prosperity for 1,000 years, folks. Amen, folks. And at the end of it, the old devil's going to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. And then God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And we're going to live forever. Amen. And we won't have gray hair. You won't have to go to the beauty parlor, ladies. You'll be fixed up all the time. Amen. You too, Miss Kim back there. I see you hiding behind Evelyn. Yeah, y'all going to be pretty all the time. Amen. You won't have to get your fingernails clean or anything like that. Amen. And us men, we'll be down at the creek fishing. Amen. Amen. The Lord loves you, church. Remember who you are, church. You're the church. You're to be an example, a testimony, wherever you're at. Talk about the Lord. Don't talk trash. Talk about the Lord. He loves you. And he's going to come get you any second now. Father, thank you for letting me try to preach a little bit today, Lord. I rambled along today, Lord. I just felt like rambling a little bit today, Lord. Bless this body of believers, Lord. Challenge them to love you and serve you. And Lord, not only let us love you, make us useful in your kingdom. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen today. Won't you come to the altar to praise God that he'd save you? Won't you come to the altar? Why don't you come to the altar? Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Come to that place that's been sanctified, set apart. Come and praise him, love him. Think about what all he's done for you. That he keep you out of hell and let you live in heaven. He's going to let you live in heaven with him. He's going to let you live forever. Think about that. You're going to live forever, and there won't be anything to disturb you, worry you. You're going to be in a place where love is so abounding, just love. Love like you can't even imagine the love, the environment of love you'll be living in. You'll be so loved. So love, a satisfying love, folks, forever. It won't ever go away. What a future's awaiting, all because of Jesus. Jesus paid for all of our sin that separated us from God. So let's love him and serve him. Amen.